I'm strapped up.
Nothing. What was that about?
Let's make the fight happen. We strapped the fuck up.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 191 of Extractivism Podcast. I'm your host, Cam.
I'm your host, Flows.
And as always, guys, before I kick off the episodes, my usual housekeeping message, please head over to our Instagram page, Extractivism Podcast, or our Twitter page, Extractivism Pod. There's a link in both of those platforms that will take you to where we're situated at streaming-wise. That link is in our bio, so please head over to both of those pages there. Click on that bio, and that will tell you everywhere we are. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, everything really, we're there. But yeah, let's get into the episode, Flows. How are you as usual? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, man. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, man, you know, this week, few fights to talk about, and then one fight to talk about for next week. Let's dive straight in, Flows. Let's not waste time here. I think we had the home card. It's a Matchroom zone card. We had Jordan Gill versus Zelfa Barrett over here on these shores, Flows. We mentioned last week, we talked about last week, this is a good fight between those two guys. They're both, I mean, Gill's had one loss. Who was he lost to again, Flows? Who did Gill lost to again? He lost to a well-known name guy, no?
It's just one loss he's had, Jordan Gill.
Yeah, I think this is the second loss now. Oh, yeah. I feel like he lost before. Yeah, no, he's lost a few. So, Keegan Martinez, remember? Keegan Martinez.
Yeah.
Some guy called Tinoco, time ago in May.
Yeah.
And yeah, now, obviously, this is third loss with Zelfa Barrett. And Zelfa, we know, had lost to the Ronnie Clark guy, which he should have won. He shouldn't have lost to that guy, but he ended up losing. And I remember he challenged Rakimov in a great fight, tough fight, but Rakimov was able to just outlast him. So this was, it's funny because Flo, you was harsh when you said, I think you canted your statement when you said that, you know, the loser here might have to call it a day. I was like, rah.
I think I said, if Jordan Gill loses.
Yeah, okay.
But neither of them are really young anymore. I was thinking. I would count it. I felt that's too harsh. They can't come back. There's good domestic fights out there for both guys.
Yeah. Either way, good matchup, right, Flows? Two good domestic level. I guess this is what these guys are like. Super featherweights, I think it is. Obviously, Gill's coming off the huge win against Mick Conlon. For this fight, Flows, it was in Manchester, Zelfa's hometown. I felt that Zelfa would get it. I just felt like, for me, Zelfa's been at a high level. The Rakimov fight, he did lose, but he pushed Rakimov. He was fighting really, really well. And the fact that Gill lost to Kiko Martinez and Zelfa's actually beating comfortably, he beat Kiko Martinez. I just thought to myself that Zelfa's just a better boxer overall.
It weren't comfortable. he got
shaken. You're right. Towards the end, he got a bit shaky.
Yeah.
But I think he was good value for the... It was a UD in the end, I think it was, Flows. I think he was good value for that win. Flows, this was... I expected Zelfa to win this. I just felt he was a class in there. No disrespect to Gill. He's not someone that I've particularly rated that much, to be honest, Flows. Obviously, the Mick Conlon was a surprise, but I think that was more on Mick Conlon being unfortunately finished, bro. I can't lie. Compared to Gill being that good. But Zelfa, I've seen stuff from Zelfa Flow. So I've seen him fight before and said to myself, he's good. If you can just put it together, it's good. And he looked the class in there. It was competitive flows, but he looked the class in there for me. And he was really, really... Zelfa looked bigger to me as well in the fight, pause. He had a speed edge to me, combinations, better boxing ability in there. And it showed flows to me. It really did show. He was getting the better of the exchanges. He was boxing well from the outside when he needed to, countering very, very well. And as we saw Flows, he was shaking up Gill a couple times. Not to say that Gill wasn't getting his own work off, because he was. But I think one thing that I've held against Gil before as well, Flows, is that he doesn't really carry that much power. He's not known for being a power puncher like that. And I thought that was quite evident during the fight. Did you catch it, Flows, yourself?
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts?
It was a good fight. And similar to what you said, the reason why I initially said Gil might have to call it days because there's not much expectation for him to, for me anyway, given what I've seen of him, to go the distance, challenge for titles, win titles, as such. But yeah, like it was harsh, definitely harsh for me. He still has a lot to offer. But Zelfa, like you say, is the one who has a bit more talent. I think I was kind of disappointed in his Kiko Martinez fight. I was like, how far can this kid go? But his stock dropped for me with that performance, but his stock rose again where he faced Rakhimov.
The Rakhimov fight, yeah.
Yeah. Even though he lost, so it's funny how this sport works. A win, you can look not as great, but a loss, you can show that you can compete at a level.
In boxing, you can lose well. Like it's one of the few sports where you can lose well.
You can win, you know, bad. I mean?
Yes, exactly that.
with that. But yeah, I thought he would win this one. But yeah, Gil has popped up and surprised us in the past. So, who's to say? But yeah, good competitive fight. I felt like Self looked sharper. He was landing well. Gil obviously came to the fight. I think Zelfa's issue was mainly at points he would go back in straight lines and get caught and get his head popped back rather than circling. He would circle as well, but when he did go back in straight lines, that's when he was caught out and popped. And look, his shot selection, Zelfa, was really good, as we can see when we get to the stoppage.
Invested in the body Flows, and he's dropped. I think both times in the 10th. I mean, the fight ended in the 10th, but he dropped him twice from body shots, Flows, body work.
Yeah.
As you've said many times in this pod, Flows, body work is a dying art, right? It's a lost art. So it's always great. I'm always happy when I see boxers invest into the body heavily and it then paying off in the end. And he's dropped him the first time, Flows, with a body shot. Gil's beat the count. Come forward again. Different kind of body shot this time. I think the second one was more of an uppercut, Flows, to the body. Caught him again. Slight delay, a little bit of a delay reaction, just a little bit. But it's that second one that's done him in, Flows, right? And that's when, yeah, he just hasn't been able to recover from. And it's funny because the second shot, Flows, even though it's one of these, with body work as well, you can land a good body shot. It doesn't look like it's a hurtful punch or anything. But the placement and the position of it, Flows, was perfect. And that's all you need kind of sometimes with body work. You just need a perfectly placed punch without, you know, it hasn't been blocked. It hasn't been deflected or anything. It's just landed straight and perfect. And that would do the damage. And that's what it looked like to me, Flows. It didn't look like the most hurtful shot on replays, to be honest, or when I saw it live. But I saw the placement. It was dead on. And that's all she wrote, Flows, right? That's all she wrote.
Yeah. Look, Zelfa had been investing in it for a lot of the fight, and there was periods where he looked like he hurt him to the body earlier in the fight. From like round 3-4, you could see some of these shots, body shots, were hurting Gil. So yeah, like you say, when we get to the 10th round, I think it looks like a delayed reaction for both a bit. But he was really hurt. He really collapsed, and you could see him in pain. in agony. Fair play to him. He got up and wanted to fight both times. He didn't stay down. He got up both times and he continued. I initially thought the stoppage by the ref was harsh when it first happened. My instant reaction, but he didn't complain and he was in agony. He seemed like he was almost thankful that the ref stopped it. There was no
problem. These body shots are devastating, bro. They're very debilitating. It's peak, man.
So yeah, look, it's all you young boxers out there, any boxing, invest in the body, man. It's cash in the bank.
cash for body.
Late rounds, he's been invested into it early on, paid dividends in the 10th round. Good work, Zelfa.
Yeah, absolutely good work. And again, it's a nice fight for him because he was able to separate himself at domestic level, right? and take himself to the next level. Perhaps, I think they were talking about this, you know, this was almost like a, I don't know if it was a officiate mandatory, but it's like good position for number one contendership. And the winner can then go on to fight one of the champions and stuff. So, yeah, he's gone and done that. And obviously he lost against Rakimov, but he pushed Rakimov in portions and he fought well. So it's good to see maybe Zofa get another stab at a title if he can. That'd be good for him. And Gil, yeah, contrary to what Flo's originally said, I don't think he should finish, but obviously domestic level is where he should be. He can still hang around at some domestic level, maybe European level, whatnot for now. That's just him. I don't think he should finish. I don't think he should finish just yet. Maybe a couple more fights, a couple more losses, maybe. But right now, yeah, he just knows that he's at that domestic European level at this moment in time.
Yeah, for sure. I'd still like to see him out. It's good fights out there.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see what happens next.
Shout out to Zofa, man. Big fan of Zofa. I do like him a lot. On that undercard as well, it's also worth mentioning there was a nice win for Ellie Scotney as well. She took on the French lady, Lefebvre, and she won by UD quite comfortably on the scorecards. Shout out to Zelfa, shout out to Ellie. Let's head over to America Flows. We got to talk about your guys. And one of your guys, Jared Anderson, was on headlining. Against Riyadh, against Mary.
That's your guy, man.
My like Jared Anderson. He got comfortable UD flows.
Big baby.
The real big baby. Comfortable UD. But flows, he was getting killed online. You know when fans jump on a fighter and get onto a fighter, if you're not putting in exceptional performances, they're gonna carry on getting onto you. And unfortunately, fans are now onto Jared Anderson and his antics. And yeah, I feel like they're always going to be hypercritical with him now. And this performance, again, they've jumped on your wave. And to be honest, folks, he won this comfortably. He dominated Mary, right? But I guess from the fan point of view, Flows, and from boxing point of view, they just felt like Anderson, and even to me when I saw, he could have pushed to really get this guy out of there and really made a statement, right? And he seemed content to just box within himself and box safe. And that made the fight not really that exciting for us. It wasn't really that most engaging fights. And one thing I've liked about Anderson as he's come up is that he's usually exciting, right? He goes for knockouts. He's flashy. He's athletic. He's flamboyant. That's what's, I think, built him up to this level where he is now. There was a lot of suggestions, right, Flo, is that some people felt like the Charles Martin fight where he got tagged a couple of times and got rocked changed him a little bit, Flo. What do you think of that, Flo? Because this, like I said, this fight, he wasn't really pressing for a knockout. He wasn't really pressing the action. He seemed content to fight within himself, Flo, and just get the W. Do whatever it takes to get the W. Not really pushing the bound, push anything out there. And yeah, some people were saying that this is a different Jared Anderson. And Anderson doesn't really like it. He's not taking risks before, and some people say that it might be the Charles Martin fight, because we did say Charles Martin gave him some good problems.
I don't know. So yeah, I've only seen highlights, so I can't comment on the full fight. Too tough in order to answer that question. If for me, what it looks like is Mary was running. I won't even blame Anderson. Too tough. Mary was running. Wasn't willing to engage. Wasn't it? And Anderson was like, okay, whatever, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really going to chase you around the ring. I'm just going to do what I need to do to win, because you're not here to win. Now, Anderson's record or resume, maybe he had more hunger when he was fighting the soup cans or early in his career. because in recent years, what I've started to question is that hunger, that desire to even be in the sport, to hang around in the sport for long, to become a champion.
Yeah.
In fact, it's not a question anymore. He's made it clear and obvious. Because when I raised those question marks before, I was like, I've heard one comment. I keep hearing more comments. Now I've seen outside of the ring antics. He was getting tagged by Charles Martin, which is not to say dabbling in itself, but just shows he has levels to go. He's still young and whatnot. But the lack of hunger, the lack of desire for me is what I started to question. So I can't say if it's changed him or whether he's been changing. Maybe he's looking at the sport like, I'm already enjoying this too much. See him crying. He's 23. The there's too much pressure.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that. Maybe that's what's showing out as opposed to Charles Martin. Maybe he's not hungry in the ring anymore where he wants to get people out of there. Needless to say, it was easier with soup cans. You can still keep investing in him.
Yeah.
Put back in him, but you know, I don't know about him too tough anymore.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That's understandable. I mean, like he did what he had to do. It was an easy win for him based on the fact, as you said, that rehab memory was a bit negative. But I just think that with all the hoopla around him for those recently, the issues, obviously you've questioned his hunger from early, and it's quite apparent that hunger is now coming to light. People are cotton onto it, flows. You're seeing comments and stuff saying in the interview saying how it doesn't seem like he's hungry, doesn't seem like he cares anymore. It's not a good look, as you said, flows, for someone that is meant to be the potential face of the next face of American heavyweight boxing. Then the one that's next up, seeing this isn't a good look, flows. And I guess the performances are one way to kind of answer the critics. And yeah, we know it takes two to tango, and a negative opponent is a negative opponent. You can't really do anything about that, right, flows? It is what it is. So I don't want to kill him too tough, but I think in future fights, if he is to continue fighting, and if he is, you know, he does want to carry on in this sport, the best way to answer the critics is to make these statement wins, which is what he was doing before. And maybe, to be honest, folks, maybe it could just be the stepping up of levels, because he was battering Soup Camp. He was killing them.
Yeah.
And looking amazing against these men. Charles, I mean, as much as you said, there's much room in a joke on Charles Martin, flows.
Yeah.
He actually is a step up from what he's faced previously. He actually is a competent boxer. So, and so is this Mary guy. Mary's beat Yoka. He's fought other guys that we mentioned last week, flows, you know, that are well known names. So it could just be the step up in competition, which he needs overall, anyways, because, they should carry on moving the way they're moving with him, flows, in terms of this level opponent, I guess, for now. Before we then get onto like a Dubois, for example, flows. I think you mentioned you want him to fight, or you know, like I said, Big Baby Miller. You know, I mean, you know, he can fight that now, like you said. So, just keep moving. Don't do too much talking. If you're not hungry, don't be making it obvious you're not hungry. And if you're not hungry, flows, get the hell out of the sport. get bounce. Like we got time for people who ain't hungry. But I didn't check because I didn't see any like. I wasn't able to see any like post fight interviews and stuff like that. So I'm not too sure what he said, if he called anyone out, to be honest, flows. But I just saw that they were killing him on the timeline. And it's not, in fact, what's also not a good look as well. Like, I don't know if you saw Tank's tweets about him.
Yeah.
Tank was cooking, like, and it's like, it's not a good look to see. Obviously, we've seen him go back and forth with Devin Haney, who is a 140 pounder. I guess him and Tank might have issues too, because I don't know why you're beefing a 135 pounder. It's not a good look. Like, why is this attached to your name? It's actually annoying me. Brother, you're a heavyweight, and you're going back and forth with these small utes. Like these small, they're not utes. These guys are older, probably older than him, but you're going back and forth with these 5'5", 5'6", 5'7" guys. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, why is Tank disrespecting your name? Someone that is at 135, because I'm pretty sure him and Tank have had back and forth before, or him and Tank's team have had beef. I'm guessing because he's Team Shakur, maybe, because he's Team Shakur hard.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
I think that's what it is.
He's been too chatty on the net, maybe. Anderson.
But he's speaking on 135 and 140 pound beef for what, flows?
He's to be fair, they're all chatty, but you have no involvement in this, so I don't know why. Look, granted, Tank might not have enjoyed it, but he was outright dissing you. So. I don't know why you have beef with Tank.
Bro.
It's what it is. To be fair, that just could be Tank. Tank has beef with a lot of people. So, yeah, it's not a good look. And Tank holds a huge fan base. So if he's dissing you, a lot of people are going to pick up and run with it. His opinion, facts. Regardless.
Facts, yeah.
We'll see what becomes of him. I ain't writing him off in terms of skill or talent. I don't think I think he has a lot of learning to do for sure.
Yeah.
But we were put onto him because he was talented.
Facts.
It's on him to show us how far I can go. It's not that we're banking on him to do whatever. He's just been impressive early on, but that's starting to dwindle in my eyes, especially the mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted to focus on boxing, man. Don't waste that talent. But if he doesn't, like I said, if he doesn't care about it, then he'll be out sooner than we think, is what it is. Worth mentioning is one on the card floors, my young bull, Abdullah Mason. Another lovely,
Very impressive.
Another lovely victory for my guy. 20 years old, as I said, he's 13 now, 13-0, 11 KOs. He beat a guy called Ronald Ron in four rounds, stopped him. He's cold. And they're going to have to start really moving him up the levels now properly, Flores, because he's, as we can see, he's been christened it already, really, Flores, from early, but he's next up in that division. He's another serious problem they're going to have to deal with. And he, unlike our boy, or your boy, should I say, Big Baby, the real Big Baby, Abdullah Mason looks, he's focused. that's a good Muslim brother there, but that boy seems focused as hell at his young age. So, I like him a lot. And I don't know, you know, him, Floyd Schofield recently had a lot of back and forth as well. I say Floyd, it's more Floyd Schofield. It's senior. hey, man. Set it up if it's the case. Obviously, it's too early. I know it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. But it's just funny. Obviously, sees Floyd Senior trying to insert himself into the mix with the other boxing dads.
Floyd Senior is funny. But yeah, they don't really want to fight Abdullah right now. It's too early.
But yeah, seeing that back and forth was fun because I'm seeing Abdullah, who's usually normally quiet and stuff. He was just like, yo, set it up. Let's do this. Let's do it. I love it. I like that energy flows.
She calls mediating shouting.
You know, I love the energy, man. You know, I love it, man. So, yeah, shout out to Abdullah, man. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to talk about you in earnest properly soon. That was it for the week, Flows. Let's fast forward to next week because we do have a major, major fight on our hands. A fight that I didn't think was going to happen. And to be fair, Flows, we have a week to go. So, who knows what could happen in a week, right? But at this present juncture, Flows, it's ongoing. It's still going. Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, super fight. Ryan Garcia is challenging Devin Haney for his WBC. I think he's got the WBC. His WBC, WBC 140-pound belt. This will be Devin Haney's first defense of a title he ripped off Regis. Man. Obviously, the build-up has been a mess, as we know, Flows. A hot mess. A lot of theatrics, WWE promos. Ryan Garcia seemed to be suffering a mental breakdown. I don't know what's going on. It seemed like, you know, as we say, Golden Boy is just cashing out on Ryan. But on paper, Floats, it's a good fight between two good fighters. I'm very confident in what I think is going to win, though, Floats, to be honest. I know you're very confident as well. I can't foresee anything other than a Devin Haney victory here. That's not to say that Ryan isn't dangerous. Of course he is. Still the same dangerous Ryan. But when it comes down to it, Flows, at the end of the day, no matter what skills Ryan has or what tools he's bringing to the table, the most important tool that he can have, he's severely lacking compared to Devin Haney. And that's just boxing brain. That's it, really, Flows. That's like, I'm not even being harsh. I'm not being rude. But when we talk about fighter IQ, Devin Haney's one of the smartest fighters in the world. Ryan Garcia, not quite so. And you want to give an example of Ryan's fighter IQ? Watch the tank fight where he was rushing in. And what did I say close? I said, Ryan's been running to something mean right now. If he's not careful, what happened 2 seconds later? Bam!
Overzealous.
Running, overzealous, blah, blah. So, yeah, man. I don't think he's going to overcome a massive IQ gap massively just like that, Flows, off one fight. And that's why I have Devin Haney taking this one, Flows. I'm not too sure if it'd be at a canter. It could be. Or it could be competitive. Like I say, Ryan does have serious skills, the hand speed, the power, the size as well. But end of the day, wherever it takes, Flows, Devin Haney's going to win it. No matter how if he does it easily, if he does it hard way, he's going to win.
Yeah, I believe Devin's going to win.
I'm
going to say that first and foremost, clear as day. I think the outcome, I predicted the Devin win. what's confusing me is where Ryan Garcia's head is. I think we both said on this podcast for time that we've tuned out of the promo for this or the theatrics that's going on.
Yeah.
I keep seeing it. I just keep ignoring it. Anytime Devin Haney tweets, I don't read it. Anytime Ryan Garcia tweets, I don't read it because it's all a mess to me. Like Ryan Garcia is just talking. So he's just talking nonsense every single
talking,
day.
Just talking,
he's
just, talking, yeah, yeah.
Just tweeting nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's training. He says he's smoking weed. He says he's... I don't know what's going on. So now, with that being said, I don't have a clue what Ryan Garcia is going to turn up in the ring.
Facts.
I have no idea. He could just come in and just do nonsense. Like, he could literally just go in and do the, like, get out of the ring immediately after.
Yeah.
He seems unhinged at the minute. Maybe it's all an act and he's trying to con us and he's actually going to prepare and he's going to come to fight. But at the same time, I don't know if he's just going to go in there and act like a bozo and just do something nuts. Regardless, I hope it's competitive. I hope he's in shape. I hope he's ready to fight. I hope he wants to win. You know, talking smoky. I've seen a bit of the face-to-face they've done. But yeah, look, I want an entertaining fight because we've called for these men to fight each other for a long time. We've said it will be good for them to get in a mix, see who's the best. This is the best crop all fighting each other is what we wanted to see. Yeah. So I really hope he's in the right space and right preparation. I trust Devin and his team.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they haven't been drawn out and taking this lightly. I hope they haven't.
They better not. They better not. Because if not, do you know how embarrassing that is? Because Bill has been on a campaign. And I know these lot are itching. Leonard, Tank's team, they're itching to get to Bill. Because what Bill's been doing is actually mad. Like, I know they all want to, Hot Kids, they all want to kill Bill. So if they lose, it's mad. Because Bill's been on a campaign of how Devin's the face of boxing, not Tank. Devin's this, Devin's that. They're all running from Devin kind of thing. So, yeah, I hope for their sake they don't lose.
I trust Devin. Devin doesn't just train for the fight. He's 365. Yeah. He lives the lifestyle.
Facts. Yeah.
He obviously loves his jewels and whatnot.
just a little gift to myself.
he loves the flashy, flamboyant stuff as well. But
yeah,
I think he's training for the journey as opposed to each fight. So he's always in the camp. He's always looking to improve himself. That's what I believe, and that's why I hope Devin's still doing.
Question.
Yeah,
we're both expecting Ryan to chop the L. Where does he go? This will be second loss to Tank and Devin, two of his peers. Where does he go from there? From here, if we get the expected loss. You're buying it. You are buying it. I said straight tip, you're buying it.
Look, it depends on how he loses, bro. It depends on how he loses. If he's an idiot in that ring and if he does nonsense.
If he loses like how we did against Tank.
Yeah. No, well, if he loses like that way, that's a bad loss. But he had his reasons for why he lost that way. Injury, weight, whatever.
Yeah.
He let him off the hook. Look, let me be serious. If he loses, he can still come back and fight an Isak Cruz or a Rolly Romero. There's still fights out there for him.
And he's back in the mix from that straight away.
Mm. And he could try to angle a Tank rematch in that way.
Because there's no shame in losing to Tank and Devin. I think they're just better than him. From the jump, I said that Tank and Devin are better than this guy. It is what it is. The IQ difference, maybe you can learn it flows, maybe you can't. I don't know. But the athletic tools are there. I think you can learn the IQ thing. Maybe if he gets with a certain trainer and he, you know, just stops being a goofball.
Derek James now. He's with Derek James now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is with Derek James, which is, it's peak because Devin James since Spencer has been a horrible run of just fighters. His fights getting packed in. But anyways, it's not over. He brings too much of a profile to the sport, first of all, flows. He's still 25 or whatever. It's two losses to two of the best. That's it, really and truly. He can still grab a belt if he needs to against someone else that's just not Devin or Tank or, you know, maybe Shakur or Teofimo, you know. But I'm saying he can still grab something and he can still be in these fights. It's just unfortunate that, you're in the same area as these other guys who are better than you or have progressed better than you from the amateur days because as we know, these two, I think, low-key folks, I think Devin and Ryan are friends. They actually, I don't actually know the dislike. I think they're actually cool. Like, they're doing all this for the promo and stuff.
I'm not sure anymore.
But... I feel like, I don't think they hate each other at all. I think it's kind of forced, the angle's forced for the thing, but obviously they know each other, well, they fought, what, three times the amateur, they know each other very, very well. They kind of grew up together in a boxing amateur background and whatnot, so I feel like they do, I feel like they're cooler than what they let on, I'm not going to lie, Flores. But clearly Devin has grown from amateur level compared to him, and we see this all the time, Flores, right? Fighters sometimes just don't grow from the amateur level. It is what it is. But he's still good enough, I feel like, to grab a belt. Like, I'll back him to beat a Rhodey or an Isak Cruz, for example, if they had, and we saw Rhodey had a belt. So,
yeah,
I don't think it's finished for him. It is a blow, yes, because it's like, bro, you fought two of your peers and you lost, you got smoked or whatever. But I'm looking past that and saying, but to be fair, those two guys are elite level guys. Devin and Tank are serious. So I can't begrudge him losing to those guys. It just means he's not up to their level, but that's okay. Not many people are. It is what it is. But yeah, I think he sticks around. Devin, for me, Flows, you know what I want. I don't even want this fight. I really want to see after this fight, they just, if they can, obviously it might be tough, but that Teofimo fight, I need it. I need it, bro. You know,
I ain't heard some Teofimo in a minute as well. I don't even
know. Yeah. That Teofimo fight is what I need. That's the one. That's the one. I need Bill versus Senior. I need it. That's the one, bro. That's the one for me.
They're in attendance as well.
Yeah.
The lineup and interview.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah. Ryan Garcia, I don't know. He's another one. Commitment. I don't know. Because Canelo has said it from time back. You remember he was beefing Canelo.
He said he wasn't committed. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's commitment issues here. Look. Can definitely
bounce Golden back. Boy cashing out, innit? They cashed out. so bait. They said, all right, cool, whatever, man. Because you know, if Ryan Garcia was still on the run or whatever, this fight would never happen. The fight that they've allowed this fight back to back from Tank to Devin, two back to back losses. That's the biggest cash out I've ever seen in my life.
Crazy. Devin can go on to bigger things. The Tank fight's not happening. He's not getting Tank.
Yeah. So for you, would you. What, Matias or Tio?
Unification. If he
wants to, I feel like it'll probably be Matias because of the fact that, strategy move, but also both the zone.
So, Isak Cruz is the best strategy move, but that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
If he could cook Isak Cruz.
I forgot Cruz is champion.
Cruz is champion now, so he could cook Isak Cruz as well. Get him one out the way. another person who Tank's fought, but yeah, Matias was a good tough fight. Teofimo is a good fight. Unification next for him is what I think. Sure.
Yeah, and just to finish up as well, Flows. Obviously, we both think we'll win. Do you think he stops Ryan? Because as you said, we saw at 140 pounds, we saw what he did to Regis. Dropped Regis twice, cooked him, outstrengthed him, did everything. You know, they're saying that obviously this division, Devin's got his man strength, he's into his, you know, man body or whatever. Ryan, obviously we know he's nowhere near the explosive puncher like Tank. But I think it's possible. It's possible. I do think it's possible. I don't think he will, but I think it's possible, boy. What about you? Do you think
I do. One, because I don't know how Ryan Garcia is going to
look,
I don't need preparation. Two, we've seen Cole Hands, Luke Campbell, put him down.
Yep.
and if Luke Campbell can put you down, if it's boxing, anyone can put anyone down. But if Luke Campbell can put you down, then you can get put down. And he's already been stopped now to the body or whatever. So, and yeah, we've seen David Haney show signs of hitting hard and putting hands on someone for real.
Yeah, for sure.
So, he could definitely get stopped here. He could be like a referee stopping or something like that.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Or Flores, he could quit. He quit against Tank, even though he had the injury, but could, you know.
Could get disqualified. He could do anything.
Flores, if he quits, then I'll be calling for him to just, go to TikTok, as you said. If he quits, if I see him quit. Don't quit. Don't you dare quit, Ryan.
I think he can do something. That's get himself disqualified. But who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? We'll see in it. But yeah. Cool. Flows, I think we can leave it there then. Nice quick one for you lot. Yeah, this has been episode 191 of Chelsea Season Podcast. I've been your boy Cam.
I'm your boy Flows.
And as always, guys, you know where to find us. Peace.